This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And you can call in at 215-867-8255. That's 867-8255, 215 area code. Start in the B block, and you can call in any time. Okay, we're talking about California, and we've got Tucker Carlson about to weigh in here. I'm going to let him play his little spiels that he's had. This comes from a couple of days ago. This is the San Francisco Treat. Destructive liberal policies are sinking San Francisco in human waste. Now, we covered this. Human waste business. And by the way, I don't go to, I go to the Bay Area all the time, it seems like. But don't go to that part of the Bay Area anymore. We got to stop and clean it up. It's really just a poop pile. A beautiful city like that. Beautiful, beautiful city. And, the thing is that under this guise of what he's saying here on the article is, California's destructive policies. We've all kind of heard about this sort of thing, and we're gonna kind of bring you the introduction here of his show. Just about a minute of this one, then he's got another one he did on Los Angeles. Yes, Los Angeles. This is just the other day. So this is just a couple days ago. So it's a sequence of videos that we're going to play for Tucker Carlson and sinking into the abyss of poop in San Francisco.
This show is committed to exposing pollution that is taking over our nation's metropolitan areas. The people who should be in charge of watching pollution are now so besotted with climate theology that they don't care at all. But we do care. And so we're going to be hitting the road to show you some of the fastest crumbling American cities in the next couple weeks in the hopes that they will get their act together and become what they should be, which is beautiful and clean and orderly. Last night, we showed you exclusive footage from Los Angeles where sprawling homeless encampments have taken over huge parts of downtown. But L.A. is not the only once great California city that is crumbling. San Francisco may have fallen even further. The nonprofit organization Open the Books has created a simple map. The map shows every instance, it's on the screen now, in the past 8 years where human waste has been reported on the sidewalks of San Francisco. At least we assume this is San Francisco. There's so much brown you can't even see the map. It's easy to laugh about this, and we do sometimes, but imagine what it would be like if you were from San Francisco. Imagine if you could remember when San Francisco was still a great city, livable, a place where ordinary people live, not just tech plutocrats. Imagine if you watched your own home sink beneath piles of garbage and used needles and human waste. And then imagine that instead of fixing those problems, your governor flew to El Salvador to talk about fixing poverty there. Imagine if he lectured you about your privilege and how your community needs to accept more illegal foreign workers. And if you're not for that, you're a bigot. Then it probably wouldn't be that funny, actually. It'd be a tragedy. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sorry, we forgot about Gavin Newsom, right? Right. I mean, I'm just saying. Gavin Newsom. He is a part of the big problem, isn't he? Well, homeless camps in Los Angeles. This is the next one up, and these are the ones. See, you've heard me talk about this. I drove down there. I walked the homeless camp there on by the Anaheim Stadium next to the Santa Ana River, where I grew up as a kid, where I used to play. I used to ride my horse down there. Used to shoot pistols, shoot rifles, 22s. It took our 22s down there. Had this little tricky thing that I had in the, the saddle.
So the footage on your screen, the picture you're looking at right there, was shot by one of our producers last week. We were out in California all week in Los Angeles, supposedly one of the richest cities in the world. And in some ways, it is. But the video you're watching shows something else. California's poor, meandering, trash-filled streets right in the middle of the city, right downtown, block after block, homeless encampments along the sidewalks, blanketing downtown L.A. The footage you're watching starts at 5th Street and San Pedro and goes west. Again, block after block, tent after tent. This is how the poor spend Easter Sunday in California. They weren't clustered along a single road either. It wasn't just like Skid Row. It was like many Skid Rows. We drove down three completely different blocks, and the encampments just continued. Looks like Tegucigalpa or Port-au-Prince, but it's not. It's America's second largest city. The encampments begin just two blocks away from Little Tokyo, one of L.A.'s major tourist destinations. Nearby apartments rent for $3,500 a month. You might be wondering, with so many people priced out of local housing, the people are literally living in RVs, miles of RVs parked along the streets, and as you're watching here, in tents. Why wouldn't local leaders want to slow or stop the flow of new arrivals to get prices under control, to opening up new housing? They're doing the opposite. L.A. is a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. Every politician there with any ambition will denounce our border as an atrocity and immigration enforcement as an abomination. The poor in California are an afterthought, one of the reasons why they're multiplying. That's why when California Governor Gavin Newsom decided to fight poverty last week, he flew to another country to do it, El Salvador. The same people who want no limits on people moving here can't even house the people who already live here. It tells you a lot.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just one of those guys who's just saying that isn't there something wrong with the picture? Of course there is. Absolutely there's something wrong with the picture. And that's why we are, of course, standing up to all this garbage in the streets, so to speak. I mean, you got to. You know, this is the kind of stuff where you really have to stand up and stand your ground. Now, of course, the homelessness is, we've been saying for a long time, for a long, long time, that this is something that has got to stop. But, you know, here it is. And why are they homeless? Well, first of all, the shocking thing that really surprised me, that the first time I really became aware of the homeless situation several years ago, a growing population, was down in Orange County. And I happened to be at City Hall down, well, county seat down there, doing some business. And there were just homeless people everywhere. And just everywhere. And, I mean, hundreds of them. And I'm like going, what is wrong with this picture? Well, what was wrong with the picture, by the way, oddly enough, they're all white people. With a few Mexicans and some black people mixed in. I'm telling you, from a racial standpoint, that's what was there. It was shocking. I thought, wow. You know, what is wrong with the picture here? I was thinking I was going to see, if I saw homeless people, hordes of homeless from South America or something like that. Which, by the way, now fast forward to this day and age, you're starting to see a lot more of that. But I was shocked and stunned that so many white people, white men in particular, had been displaced and were homeless. But they were. Now, if you start to take a look at the mix of L.A., now I was down in L.A. about 2 months ago, and when you get the Garmin going on and you're being redirected off the freeway, you run into these places, what he was just talking about. And now there's a greater mix of, guess what, what appear to be legal foreign nationals. But why are we allowing this to happen is a big question. In fact, they passed laws to allow it, like San Francisco. Need to put a stop to this, huh? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Right. We're here. We're here. Aha. Let's see. We've got. This is the Epoch Times. We're going to be looking at this one here. The Epoch Times. Former Intel officer questions Obama's response to Russia. Who is this? I wonder. I wonder who this is. This is just a couple minutes. Please humor me. This is from the Epoch Times. And I'm going to get into this.
Show the Mueller report raises major questions about Obama's feckless response to Russian election interference. The story by Epoch Times contributor Stephen Rogers. Stephen is a retired U.S. Navy intelligence officer and a former member of the FBI National Joint Terrorism Task Force. He is a member of the Donald J. Trump for President 2020 Campaign Advisory Board. Before we begin, please remember to subscribe and hit the notifications button. So the Mueller report did more than just debunk the phony collusion hoax. It also revealed that President Obama was too corrupt or incompetent to protect our nation from a foreign intelligence threat. While Special Counsel Robert Mueller determined that the Trump campaign did not collude with Russia's efforts in any way, he also emphatically asserted that the Russian government did engage in numerous efforts to influence the outcome of the 2016 election on its own. At this point, there's no longer any question that the Obama administration was well aware of Russia's efforts to meddle in the 2016 election long before November 8th. Remarkably, however, the White House did nothing about Moscow's operation until after the ballots were cast, and even then the response was weak and ineffectual. Those who remain skeptical about President Obama's shocking inability to protect our democratic institutions should carefully review the revealing timeline of events leading up to the conclusion of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and the eventual release of his final report. Obama first learned of Russia's plans to interfere in the election in early 2014, when intelligence officials reportedly warned the White House about Moscow's elaborate effort to infiltrate and disrupt the U.S. political process.
This was before the election. Way before. I mean, this is 2014.
Politico reported in 2017 that the Obama administration received multiple warnings from national security officials between 2014 and 2016 that the Kremlin was ramping up its intelligence operations and building disinformation networks it could use to disrupt the U.S. political system. Obama took no meaningful action to combat these efforts. So by the summer of 2016, the White House was aware that Russians were behind the infamous cyber attacks that led to the release of stolen Democrat documents. Shockingly, the Obama administration instructed National Security Council NSC officials who were developing a retaliation strategy to stand down. After Donald...
Stand down, that seems to be the word. Those are the words that seemed to have been most used by the Obama administration, right? Benghazi. See, we don't forget about Benghazi.
Trump won the 2016 election. Obama finally authorized limited sanctions against Russia, but his feeble effort to push back against the Kremlin was so laughable that even the authors of the sanctions described them as largely symbolic. At the time, even some Democrats blasted the Obama administration for its lethargic reaction, including Adam Schiff, who claimed that the White House should have done a lot more to thwart Vladimir Putin's operations when it became clear that not only was Russia intervening, but it was being directed at the highest levels of the Kremlin. Michael McFaul, who served as Obama's ambassador to Russia from 2012 to 2014, also criticized the weak U.S. sanctions, arguing that the punishment did not fit the crime. Sadly, the Democrat Party's criticism of Obama's incompetence quickly faded once it became clear that Russia's efforts to sway the outcome of the election could be used as the basis for phony collusion allegations against President Trump. The Mueller report is a national security bombshell that details Russia's extensive efforts to infiltrate our political system, and in so doing, it presents a damning condemnation of President Obama's failure to properly defend our country from a foreign adversary. The only thing Mueller's report doesn't explain is why Obama didn't do anything about Russian meddling until it was too late. Was it just his usual disinterested incompetence at play, or do the roots of the collusion hoax go back even further than we thought? Corrupt or incompetent? It's an important question. And Attorney General Bill Barr, who has a clear commitment to the rule of law and renewing the integrity of the Justice Department, will get to the bottom of it.
Yep. Going to get to the bottom of it. And other things. It's just not this that there's going to be cleanup on. And this is all yet to happen. And gee, how coordinated could this possibly be? Just before the 2020 election. Shocking. Shocking. Absolutely shocking, huh? Well, we got a lot of things going on here in the great United States of America. And New California is a big part of it. New California. So visit our website, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. There are so many things that are happening in New California. It's not even funny. And, you know, to be quite honest, there's a lot of moving and shaking that in the financial world and so many other worlds around California that is going to put the state of California in quite a bind. And it's of their own doing. You know, maybe we can ultimately get those streets cleaned up. And some of the, I don't know, you know, they're not part of New California. San Francisco and L.A. are not part of California, New California. They're going to remain California. That's kind of the way the whole thing breaks up. But, you know, this whole thing, the collusion, the judges, California, it's all coming to a head. And my prediction is 18 to 24 months, you're going to see a new California state. And I know that we're facing those people that are critics. And, oh, no, it can't happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So anyway, as sort of a kickoff, though, we were out and about last night, cruising around for New California, getting into all kinds of trouble. Ah, trouble, 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 being thrown out here, thrown out there. We're just a rough and tumble kind of group of people. But learned a lot about what is going on with the election process in California and also the nation. This is really, really important for the discussion. We're going to get into this discussion here in a little bit in the next segment about the voting process and Linda Payne of the Election Integrity groups and all that stuff that's happening. I think it's really, really important that we, you know, get some things out and about what's going on in the election integrity world, or lack of integrity, if you're talking about California and the rest of the nation. So we're going to be talking about Linda Payne, and then we're going to be talking about Orville Dam. Oh, boy, yeah, Orville Dam. I know everybody's waiting to hear what I have to say about Orville Dam, but be very limited in scope, for obvious reasons, because we do have a lawsuit against the California Department of Water Resources and the state of California. And so we can't really say a lot. I mean, people have been clamoring, well, you're not saying what's going on, what's going on. So we'll say what we can, but we'll make our observations. And I think you could probably deduct from the observations that we're about to make, there's all kinds of things swirling around. And it's not just the water. It's the gunite. It's the pumping of the cement in. It's the dirt. It's the cracks. It's the crevices. It's this, that, and the other. And we're going to be talking about those in just a moment. The call-in line will be open, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255 will be open. And you can join in on the conversation. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello. Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, we get these, cartoon by what's his name? Tina Toon? No, this is, oh, I get it. Oh, man. This is a cartoon by Garrison. Garrison Graphics? Graphics, I guess it's called. Anyway, it says it's a picture, it's a depiction of San Francisco. San Francisco is in its cut in half, and it says 1960s on one side and now. And, of course, you can get this one. Welcome to San Francisco on the left-hand side. And it says tiptoe through the tulips, and you got a hippie-type woman with her little, with her Birkenstocks. And she's throwing her little ukulele. And now you've got this gray-haired woman kind of balding on the top of the head. I guess maybe it's not a woman. It's a man. Anyway, and it's got this strumming her ukulele. And what is tiptoe through the feces? I hate it when a plan comes together, don't you? I just hate it. This is a Facebook thing, you know, Facebook thing. So last night, we did a thing with Linda Payne of Election Integrity. I'm going to give you a few moments with Linda last night so you can hear for yourself.
The state has to live free. That's why it matters. So what's happening in California, we are not functioning as a republic. The smaller states have no voice in government.
The parties and the candidates don't have the money to audit because it's too expensive. Which also eliminates citizens from being involved in self-governance.
This is Linda Payne last night.
If the system of auditing and overseeing becomes so expensive, who oversees the issue, the problem? Okay, so what's next? This is the audit I just mentioned. And this is what's also next. We have been talking for a year and a half about the need for a constitutional Article 4, Section 4. We want an investigation, a federal investigation into the state of California in general and into the election process itself. Based on our now 9 years of documentation and research, we believe that we can prove to the federal government that California is no longer functioning as a constitutional republic.
Oh, my goodness. That's Linda Payne saying that. I didn't say that. Did Paul Preston say that? That California is no longer functioning as a constitutional republic. I did not say that, did I? That was not me. You want to hear it again? This is Linda Payne who says this. This I want you to hear this now. Here we go.
Sometimes it's tested in other counties, but we know for sure.
All right, here we go. Pay attention now.
So the same problem we saw in LA County in a big way, we saw throughout the state in November.
Okay, here we go.
We really believe we need an audit. Not only for the November election, for the
she's talking about LA County right here as being a problem. Now listen carefully.
What's that?
Who audits?
Different people.
Yeah, we'll get on here.
No longer
Here we go.
The parties and the candidates don't have the money to audit.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm sorry, playing around with this, but I want to get this part.
Citizens from being involved in self-governance. If the system of auditing and overseeing becomes so expensive, who oversees the problem?
Here we go.
Okay,
listen.
So what's next? This is the audit I just mentioned. And this is what's also next. We have been talking for a year and a half about the need for a constitutional Article 4, Section 4. We want an investigation, a federal investigation into the state of California in general and into the election process itself. Based on our now 9 years of documentation and research, we believe that we can prove to the federal government that California is no longer functioning as a constitutional republic. And Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution...
Right up our alley.
The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of legislation or the executive when legislature cannot be convened against violence. What are we dealing with in the state of California and
Arizona? This is the point about what we're talking about with Linda Payne. She's just like right on with everybody else in the New California movement. We are doing what? We are, of course, all about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. And that's the guarantee clause of the Constitution, in which all of us are guaranteed certain things. And her hammering here is the first part of the Article 4, Section 3 clause, the guarantee clause. And that first part is all about what? It's all about a republican form of government. We have a guarantee for that. And, of course, what she's talking about is that with the election system in California, there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee of a republican form of government. And, you know, what she does also, she brings out the conversation and discussion about what is Article 4, Section 3, and again, what is the difference between a republic and a democracy. And you hear from her the same thing you hear from me, which is really kind of it was music to my ears. I'm like, we've heard this before. But, you know, the thing is that what we have done here is we've established the predicate. Ding, 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 ding. New California. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We've established the predicate, haven't we? Now, that's something to think about. We've established the predicate. New California has. So in other words, we're out there charging and trying to help establish these rights, reestablish these rights that you have, Article 4, Section 4, Article 3, Section, Article 4, Section 3, 4, and Article 6, as your rights, by the way. So she's talking about what is a republic versus a democracy, which is one of the conversations we have with everybody. We have a representative republic, a constitutional republic. We do not have a democracy. That was her message over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it's going to be the message we're going to continue to hammer on here because, you know, it's a representative government that represents us. You know, we're not the servants there. We're not the servants of this group of people that are leading us right now, so-called leading us. We lead them. And that's where it's all gone wrong, huh? The incrementalism, where they've gradually assumed our powers. Oh, just leave it to government. Government will take care of you. Just like we are taking care of everybody that's homeless in Los Angeles, huh? See, there had to have been an establishment, some sort of mechanism to create that. Right? That mechanism? What is that mechanism? Well, we don't know. Do we? No, we know very well what that mechanism is, and it's a plan called United Nations Agenda 21. That's part of the plan, but it's also been a plan for a long time to try and take away all of our rights, and we've got to put a stop to it. There's only a few people who really understand that now in the population who understand what a representative government is all about. That's a problem, guys. That's a problem. We must learn about this. We must learn what a republic is all about and live with a republic. Don't give it up. Giving up a republic, if you can keep it. Remember, it was Ben Franklin who was asked the question by a Powell woman who said, "Well, what have you got there? Do you have a democracy or an aristocracy?" And he said back to her, he says, "Well, we have a republic if you can keep it. If you can keep it." Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Aha! Yes, anyway. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on in the Orville Dam situation, of course. And a lot of people have been wondering what's happening. They seem to have completed their construction of the Orville Dam spillway now. And we're just moving along as the water level rises and rises and rises. And it's about 878, getting close to 878 right now. 77 point something or another, probably. But anyway, this is something that we are delving into. We are absolutely delving into. And we're going to be talking about what is going on more and more and more now, because we've got a lawsuit against them, of course. What we're doing here is looking at a number of different things. One, in the lawsuit, we mentioned that the use of explosives in and around the spillway of Orville Dam has weakened it. And the potential for weakness is grave. And the continued use of those explosives is something we want to put a stop to. And everything else that might be weakening the dam or the spillway, primarily the spillway. And we're definitely going to be doing that. And we're going to be doing that here in the next, in the lawsuit. So there will probably be a hearing. There's going to be all that kind of hoop and law and all that other good stuff that's going to be happening. But some of the things that we have noticed, though, of course, is that the spillway is not operational. It's not functional. It's still leaking. It's leaking a lot. And, of course, the tainter gates, which are the gates up there on the top, are leaking like a sieve. They've never been fixed. And they should be fixed. They're not supposed to leak. Now, if you're hearing from the Department of Water Resources and other people that this is normal, it's not normal. They should be fixed, and they should have been fixed immediately. They should have been fixed in this whole process. There should be no leaking from the dam, period. But as evidence will prove, the dam has never been fixed from the leak standpoint. The water behind the dam is still very much there. Now, of course it is, but it's also behind the spillway. And this is the big deal. Now, the spillway sits on a hillside, and on the reservoir side, or the Lake Orville side, sits the water. And that water puts pressure on the soil, and the soil is, of course, very malleable with the water, and it creates what we call piping. The piping goes through the soil and actually hits up against the backside of the spillway. This is something we've talked about so many times, and it's been a problem, because what has happened is that it has been, I guess you would say, overutilized. And when this happens, what we find is that you have a whole bunch of things happening. Pressure builds on the backside of the spillway, and the water actually, even through concrete, several feet of concrete, 30, 40, 50 feet of concrete, can press its way through, because it's always finding some sort of seam, to the front of the spillway and actually come out through the concrete, even reinforced structural concrete. And that's what we have. It's coming out between the plates of the spillway. Now, that's a lot of concrete. I mean, we're talking about big things, not little things that are being manipulated and pushed around by the water, by the pressure behind the dam. That is something that's very, very real. Very, very real. And, of course, this is something that has to be addressed. It should never be leaking, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're listening to people talk out there in the hinterlands about it's just normal. It just leaches through. You know, it's just normal. It's not normal. It is not normal to have a spillway leak. It is not normal to have the Tainter Gates leak. It's leaking. And you have to come to that conclusion. Anybody else who's out there flying around and telling you that it's just normal is not telling you the truth. We're not calling them fake news. We're just saying they're untruthful to you. That's a difference. Now, some older dams and so on, you might find them doing some seeping and so on like that. This is not seeping, guys. This is leaking. And it's big-time leaking. It's worse when they started pushing the spillway, and they ran it for several days, even at 25 CFS. And then they stopped it suddenly because they started getting vibrations. They knew about the vibrations. They knew that was going to happen, and it happened. And they, of course, shut her down. No reasonable explanation about any of that yet, but they shut it down. Why? And then what happened when they turned everything off? They drained the water over the top of it using the Tainter Gates. They elevated the Tainter Gates just a little bit. So water would sheet over the entire spillway, which it did, about 6 inches of it. Except it started to expose seams on one side of the dam that were never there. They had risen. And those seams were an indicator. They're called a clue that something is amiss with those big plates. And they are heavy. They are, the plaudits go out to the contractor who built those things and those people who put them in. I mean, they just did a fantastic job. But there's something wrong with the picture. And that something wrong with the picture is that the dam leaks, the spillway leaks. The water comes from the pool side through the mountainside and bangs up against the underside of that, the backside of that spillway, and it leaks. And there's no getting around that. Now, that is not good. That's my point. It's dangerous to have these kind of leaks on a dam. And now they're raising the water level higher and higher and higher. And they, you know, where's it going to stop? And will they put more water over the spillway? Now we're understanding that everything's fine. And they're trying to make everybody think that everything is fine. And they're just bringing the water level way high. Now we're just a few feet from the topping of the dam. We're going to bring it way, way high. And then what? What about all that massive snow melt up there? The potential for that. Where's the water going to go? Well, it's going to go over the emergency spillway. Well, you got to test that too, don't you? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com
or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda. Welcome back to Dave versus the MSM. On this week's Operation Freedom radio show, which streams live, it's free, this Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, all you have to do is go to DaveJanda.com, hit the upper right-hand corner, the listen button, and join us. Great analysis, great guests. But on this Sunday, we're going to do, if you will, a deep dive on what's going on with Julian Assange. Now, if you look at the bought-off lamestream fake media, the story they're going to tell you is, quote, this is an attack on the press, end quote. This is the day America died, end quote. All right. That's what the bought-off lamestream fake media is telling you, that a journalist was arrested for pursuing the truth. Is that what really happened? I recently did a deep dive on this in my WTF subscriber content on DaveJanda.com. And in particular, this Sunday, we're going to add to that analysis and we're going to bring a guest in, Paul Rosenberg, who has decades-long experience in the information technology world. But in particular, he has been very familiar, let's say, with the work that Julian Assange has been doing since his start in Australia. Look, for those saying that this is an attack on the press, what they need to do is they need to read the indictment of Julian Assange. Now, Hillary Clinton has come out in her infinite wisdom, and I use those terms very loosely with her, quote, Assange must now answer for what he has done, end quote. Oh, this from Hillary Clinton, who is yet to answer about her server, Uranium One. I mean, we could go on for an hour and a half of what she hasn't answered for from her past actions and current actions. Hopefully that's going to come to a quick end here as far as her finally having to answer. But one just has to read the indictment on Julian Assange. And let me read it to you, because the bought-off lamestream fake media refuses to do this. Here it is. Begin. About March 2nd, 2010. 2010, not 2016, related to the recent election. Remember, supposedly the DNC was hacked by Russians and it was given to Assange, who was a Russian operative who then turned it over to Trump. By the way, the Mueller report never confirmed any of that. And in fact, if you listen to the interviews I've done with Bill Binney, we've had Bill on our subscription platform. We've also released those interviews to you. They're on this platform, Operation Freedom at YouTube. Listen to the interview with Bill Binney. Listen to the interview with Bill Binney and Kirk Wybie. It wasn't a hack. Somebody within the DNC downloaded the information onto a thumb drive and got that to Assange. And they were non-Russians who did it. Back to the indictment of Assange. Beginning on or about March 2nd, 2010, this is related to Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning.
We're going to stop there, but a little bit of tease about Dave Janda. You can see him at 11 o'clock Pacific time. Just type in Dave Janda and you'll get it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.